This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson.
Today is the deadline for companies that make products for Walmart to let the retail giant know exactly which factories they work with. That's after a fire last year at a clothing factory that was making Walmart products in Bangladesh killed more than 100 people. Shannon Mullen reports.
Walmart says it never knew its products were being made at the factory that burned down. Now the company says it's going to cut ties with suppliers who use unauthorized factories. And the retail giant's donating $1.6 million to a new safety academy for factory managers in Bangladesh.
Even though this is not revolutionary, it's indeed, I think, a signal that Walmart is trying to adopt a more progressive view on sustainability.
Edgar Blanco studies supply chain management at MIT. He thinks big companies should actively hunt for abuses in the farthest reaches of their supply chains. He says as the world's largest retailer, Walmart could set a new standard. But at the Institute for Global Labor and Human Rights, Director Charles Kernighan isn't sure.
You don't want to be a downer and stuff like this, but we just have not seen Walmart take the lead ever. Not on wages, not on the right to organize, not on health and safety. But we can hope that they actually do make a serious commitment and that they keep at it.
Walmart told us in a statement that it knows continued engagement is critical. I'm Shannon Mullen for Marketplace.